Bounty Hunter, Book 6, The Devil's Lair.
Riding that stage down there's the ugliest woman I ever laid eyes on. I seen her when she boarded in Rosehawk.
Ugly, eh?
Jethro Hall grinned around a chewed cigar.
So ugly, she'd make a freight train take a dirt track.
Jubal McGuire hunkered over his saddle horn.
Big, mean-looking, and hairy. I seen her, too.
The men and three other hard cases sat their horses on the wooded ridge, staring north along the valley below. A stagecoach had just come into view, moving west behind a 6-horse team. From this distance, the red Concord coach was little more than an oval speck trailing a blonde dust cloud. Its path through the sage-tufted canyon rimmed with towering pines would bring it to a point just below the ridge. The 6 well-armed riders in dusters, soiled hats, and black bandanas stared like hunting hawks, while their horses stomped impatiently, twitched their ears, and swished their tails at gnats. Mike Enser adjusted his 200-plus pounds on his silver-trimmed saddle. He crinkled his tiny eyes at Nasty Turk Mahoney, his jowls turning red.
Ain't right to call a woman ugly. How'd you like it if someone called your ma ugly?
Smirking, Mahoney turned his one-eyed gaze to Enser. Mahoney's face looked as though it had been hacked apart by Apache tomahawks and sewn back together by drunken army medicos.
My ma was ugly. I got my good looks from my pa.
Enser stared at him, his doughy cheeks bunched with seething anger.
Ain't right called the woman ugly.
Well, look at you, Mike. Why, an idiot as big and plug ugly as you'd have to have a ma even uglier than mine. I bet plenty of people called her ugly. Probably called you ugly, too. Ain't that right, little Mike?
Enser's soft, round face turned a deep russet from his triple chin to the brim of his broad black hat. Mahoney held his stare with a mocking smile.
Fat and ugly. Shitting out fat and ugly. Should be a law against it.
Is that why you killed her, little Mike?
J.D. Brennan held his double-barreled shotgun snug against his hip and looked on with amusement.
Cause she passed on her ugly features?
Enser switched his acrimonious gaze to the stocky Brennan. Slowly, his fat, sunburned hand slid up his thigh to the long-barreled Smith & Wesson on his hip.
All right, that's enough!
The gang leader, Pike Thorson, rode up on his Appaloosa and swatted little Mike with his soiled planter's hat.
I've heard enough of this bullshit for one day. We have a job to do, so get serious!
Thorson had stolen the hat and his black frock coat from a southerner whose wagon train he and the gang had raided 2 months ago along the Overland Trail. He was tall, rangy, and black-haired, with sharp blue eyes and bushy black sideburns. He would have been handsome if his face hadn't been pitted with buckshot scars, his nose blunt and misshapen from several fractures.
I told you boys not to fight amongst yourselves. We're supposed to be a gang. Remember what happened to Billy Tribble? First one of you kills another gang member, I'm gonna cut you up slow for wolf bait.
Mahoney shifted another hard, mocking look at little Mike, who stared back just as hard, but whose hand had stopped its slide to his pistol. Finally, Mahoney gave him a taunting wink and turned his gaze to the valley. The stage was only a couple hundred yards away now. Pike Thorson checked his pocket watch, then returned the timepiece to his shirt.
Right on time.
He leaned back in his saddle and towed his big appy off the ridge.
Quit your damn bickering and move out. We've got work to do.
Inside the rocking, rattling stage, Lou Prophet shifted uncomfortably in his forward-facing seat. Within the tiny confines in which Prophet and 6 other passengers had been sealed like slugs in a revolver cylinder, the air hung hot, heavy, dusty, and reeking with sweat. They were high on the high Wyoming plains, but it was still damn hot, and no one was more aware of it than Prophet, clad in widow's weeds, a woman's high-buttoned black dress with a cape and stitched white collar. The collar pinched his neck until he felt as though the blood had been cut off from his brain. His neck itched so bad he felt like ripping the dress open and hacking at himself with the Arkansas toothpick hanging from a rawhide strap down his back. Under the pillow strapped to his chest, giving him a bosom the size